And now I help a Jew cut off the Teres if he's going to do it Betumah. So why Rashi says, if he embraces him, he can't help another Jew. If you know that Jew is going to be metabolized his Teres, he can't help him cut off the Teres, cut off the grape. Rashi says, why? Mishum de Gurim Tumah. Who? Kosher Gurim Tumah. Now, V'yaf HaGariv, though these Tanoim hold, Sri Alon, Hashta Mutilegram Tumah L'chulun, we'll soon see the Tani Sefer, that you're allowed to make Chulun Tumah, Hanim, you'll be well as that here, Vikachavim, only by a Goyz. Avul, the Yisrael, but a Jew's Paris, Tfulim and Latruma. Right now they're like Tevel. You know Yatzlek of Truma from his Paris. Therefore, V'yasa Ligram Tumah L'truma. You're not allowed to cause Truma to become Tumah. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Panihine nosat luches mishmeros trumosai v'shtrei trumos kosim adaber. That you're not going to be metama truma. For kol shchein shen dorchem, for sure you can't help him press the grapes. Shed v'chosim metamoson. Then you mamish be metama the grapes. And mesayayah the yerba vera, you be mesayayahin. So again, now this time holds the Mishnah the Gemara says again, v'yein boits from him in Yisrael, shreis and parosim etumah. You're not allowed to help a Jew cut off his peris, since you know he's going to be metama them. The kol shchenim for sure, shein dorchim, that you can't help him press those grapes, because you'd be misayayah the yorv yavera. But the chiddush that the Tanoim hold now is, avol boitzrim im oivik echovim begas, but you're allowed to help a goy cut off his peris, his grapes. Even though you know this goy is going to take his grapes now and put it into his vat, which is tomei. Aye, he's going to cause his peris to become tomei. Because our these Tanoim hold, Shemuta Ligroin Tuma L'chulin Shebert Yisrael. That's the way we hold. Stam Peres that are chulin, that have no Shaykhas to Truma. As Rashi is saying, these Tanoim hold now, that maybe Yesh Kinyin Lakum Beret Yisrael Afkiya Kedusha. That the Peres that grow by a guy has no Kedusha, there's no Chi of Truma. There's no Chi to take off Truma from those Peres. So therefore, those Peres you are allowed to be Metamah. Even though they're grown in Eretz Yisrael, there's no stam zera that Peres Chulin, you can't be Matama. No, we held you allowed to make Tumah on Peres Chulin. The only issue is if you have these grapes that grew by a Jew, since they're like Tevel now, like you're not allowed to eat them yet, you know you have to take off Trumas and Isis, so if you are being Matama them now, you're causing them that later when they take off Trumas and Isis will be Tumah, and that's not right. This is Rashi Shita. Tosis argues in Rashi, there's a Gatzarichas here, that who says that since right now the Peres are Tevel, like right now it's not Truma, who says there's an instant to be Matama them? Like right now it's not Truma yet. So Tosis argues. But this is Rashi Shita though, that's the Chiluk in the Gemara. That the Mishnah Achroina holds that Stam Peres that are Chul in the Geya. Let's say a Jew already took off Truma Samaisris. And now the Peres that you buy in your house, so there's no Issa not to be Matama them. As long as you're not a Kohen, like you're not going to eat a Betario. You're allowed to be Matama then. Only Paris that you plan to take off Truma Samaisis from that are like Tevel now, the Aymet to have Truma, there's an Issa not to be Matama the Paris. That's the Mishnah Achreina. Therefore, with the guy, you're even allowed to now help him cut off his grapes. And shoot, you're allowed to help him crush the grapes, because there's no Issa to be Matama Paris Chulun Eretz Yisrael. The only Issa is not to be Matama Paris of Yisrael. Because there'll be a chiv trumas and maestris, and what then we hold like Rafuna, that wine, at least the Mishnah Kron held like Rafuna, that wine, as soon as the wine starts to drip away from the grapes, so whenever you start to press your grapes, as soon as the wine leaves the grapes, it's called wine right away, and if a guy touches it, there'll be the Yisayai Nesach. It's also Tavano, you can drink it. Now it says, V'yein oisin yayin nesach achiyor the bor. Our Mishnah says also, when is wine considered wine? Only when it first goes down into the bor. But before it gets into the bor, the pit in front, it's not called wine. For the Gemara of Vatani, we learned the price like this. Vatani, we learned, Yayin Misha Yikva. Mashmi Evil, since even after it gets into the bor, it's not called wine until Misha Yikva means until the sediments float on top. That you could separate the sediments, the pits and shells, from the wine itself. So not just as soon as you pour it in, but ask to wait till things settle down. Rashi says, Yain Misha Yikvel, have a Gemar Malach Lin Yemaiser. Kol Ponim, we're talking about now, Vilchus Meiser. Lesser Boy Shtiyas Arai. The Loch was like this, by Paris, that before it took off Trumas and Meisers, an Achilas Arai, just a snack you'll not eat. But that's only before Gemar Malach. once the pre came to his Gemar Melacha, then even Achilas Arai is also. Now wine, when is it called as Gemar Melacha? See, it says, the Mishnah says, Mishayikfa, means when the wine settles down. And I mean it separates. Rashi says, Mishayikfa means Loshen Saf, it floats. That now it settles that the chatsan and the pits and shells float on top of the wine. After it gets into the pit, now it settles down the wine, and a few minutes later, could be a day later, when it separates, that's called wine. So we're not like our Mishnah. Mishnah says, as soon as the wine comes into the bor, it's called wine already for Yayin Nesach. And therefore, the Truma, at least we see, that it's not called the Gemar Melacha till a little bit longer, Mishayikva. Yeah. So I'm a Rav answers Lakasha. So far you see, Rav takes this for a good question. Well, so later, part of the answer could be that this is Vilchus Truma Semaisris. But Vilchus Yayin Nesach will more Machmir. For the Chumra of Yayin Nesach, there will more Machmir to say it's called wine right away. But Rav doesn't like this. Rav says, no, there's no difference. What's called wine is wine. It's not called wine, it's not wine. For Truma and for Yayin Nesach should be the same halachas. So you have a good steerer then. How could our Mishnah say, Misha Yorad Labor, and here there's a halacha of Truma Semaisis, Misha Yikfer? So we answer, I'm a Rav Lakasha. Hor Rabbi Kiva over Hor Rabbonin. So my focus over there, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbonin. It's not like this. Yayin Misha Yorad Labor, when the wine first comes into the pit. We have the kivurim, that's Tanakama, that's called the Gemara Melacha already, that you can't eat. We have the kivurim and no Mishayikva. It's not called wine, it's not called the Gemara Melacha. You can still drink, you did not take off Truma Samaisis yet, you can still drink from the wine, at Mishayak down. So good, so the Mishnah says the Mishayikva goes according to Rabbi Kiva. And now Mishnah goes, but Iberlu, I have a question like this. Kipu the bor, or kipu the enough once it settles down in the bor, or maybe no, that's also not called. From the bor, you pour it into a barrel. Maybe when the wine first gets into its barrel, there it settles down. Maybe that's where it's called the Gemar Melacha. But not before even. So Toshma, come and bring your proof. No, the Tanya says clearly, Yayin Mishayikva, wine is from Melacha, except that the sediments come on top. Afa pi shekofa, even though it's settled down already, that even though it's settled down in the bor, you're allowed to take wine. Curlet, you could take wine out of the gas, out of the vat, and tell yoino the top part of the vat, or from the pipe that lets the wine come down from the vat into the bor. Veshoisa, you're allowed to drink. So what does it mean? That it's only also when it comes into the bor, but before the bor it's mutter. So Shmamina, keep the bor, Karmina Shmamina. You see clearly that when we say keep it means in the bor itself. You don't have to wait till later it gets into the barrel. But when the wine comes into the bor itself, into the first pit, and there it settles, that's when it's called wine, that it's also to drink that, even Arai. But the wine that's still coming down from the vat, or the one that's coming down from the tzinner, from the pipe, that's not called the Gemar Melacha yet, that one you can still drink Arai. Which is a biafo pi shekofa mashem bor, even though the wine that went into the pit already settled down, kerlet min agaso yerna, you're allowed to drink wine from the top part of the vat. V'shoisa, you could drink that. Shoisa shleyor the bor, the one that's not reached the vat yet, l'nigma malachton, on that one there's no Gemar Melacha. It didn't reach the bor yet, I mean not the bor. Therefore you're allowed to drink that wine. Min atzim, the same thing from the pipe. Mokum derech marzov hamaskel yayin labor. You used to have the wine come into the pit through a pipe, so you allowed to drink from that pipe because the wine did not come into the bor yet. Shmamina clearly keep for the bor koma. Midutoni v'apa pishakol for kolus minagas. Di bechovius man yonuwe tzagas. If we're talking about that after the pit, you already took the wine into a barrel. We're talking about the wine in the barrel. What does the wine in the barrel have to do with the gas? That's way after it. So since we're talking about the gas still, means we're talking about the pit that's right in front of the gas. That's the chiddush. When the wine comes down into the bor, the wine in there is called the Gemar Melacha. But the wine still up there coming down, that's not called the Gemar Melacha. That wine you're allowed to drink. Okay. Is this true? I bought Tony Rav Zvid, the Devei Rabbi Shia. Rabbi Zvid learned over in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shia, those are the Beis Rashi says it means B'mas Nisan, the Devei Rabbi Shia. Turned over in a braisa for Raboisha that sounds like this. Yayin mishiyerid labor v'yikva. The Rabbanan said the shita that when wine come down into the bor and in the bor it settles, in the bor in the ditch, that there the chatzan and v'zagim come to the top, float on top. So that's called the Gemara Malacha. However, Rabbi Akiva says another shita. Rabbi Akiva v'ayna mishayish labachavis. It's not called the Gemar Malach yet until you fetch up the wine out of the pit and bring it into a barrel. That's when it's called the Gemar Malach. So Rashi says, Mishrish Labachavis means Loshin Asher Ladogam and Yam. Like when you fish, when you get the fish out of the ocean. Mishrish La Yayim and Abor means when you lift up the wine from the pit, Linosim Machavis, to put it into a barrel. That's called the Gemar Malach. But before the wine comes up into the barrel, it's not called the Gemar Malach. That even though the wine settled already in the bowl, still it's called, it's before Gemar Malacha, that if you want, you allow to drink from it, but there's a snack. So Gemara says, if you want, Tirtza Nami Lahach Kemaisa. I could answer even the first brisa that we learned. That we learned the Mishnah in Maisa, changed that around. That the first said, that Yain Mishir with the Bover, Kiva Mishikva, changed that around. Tirtza Nami Lahach Kemaisa Hochi. Yayin Mishiyarud Labor V'yikva. Tanakam even says that wine is called the Gemar Malach when it comes into the bor V'yikva. Even the Tanakam holds it has to be separated, the wine from the sediments. Rabbi Kiva, was Rabbi Kiva adding then? Mishayishla B'chavis. Even in the first Mishnah learned like this, Braisa. That according to Rabbi Kiva, wine is not called the Gemar Malach until it's fetched up from the pit into the barrel. The Sabashaki picking it up and bring it into the barrel, that's called the Gemar Malacha. From then on, it's also to drink, even with Teras Arli. So tomorrow, V'yel, if so, Masnisim Diktoni. So if you're answering these brises of this Mishnah like this, then it's a question back to our Mishnah we learned here in Avodah Zarah. V'yel, Masnisim Diktoni, that's what our Mishnah learned and said, Ein Oysa Yayin Nesach, Achier with Labor. Our Mishnah says that if a goy is making wine, when the grapes are in the vat and he's pressing the grapes there, even the juice there, is not called wine yet. You still have to drink it. But when the wine leaves the vat and comes down into the bor, that's called yain already. And if the goy touches the wine when it's in the bor, it becomes yain esach. If so, there's the nushita. The way we're coming out now with the braisa before, that the rabbanan shita is in the bor, but it has to first separate. It has to be yikva. The Bekiva Shita is even later, when it comes out of the bor, first becomes wine. But neither of these two hold than when the wine first comes into the bor. If so, according to what we say now, Leima Tlose Tanoihi. Let's say there are three different Shitas then. There are three different Tanoim. Our Mishnah holds, when is wine considered wine? As soon as it leaves the vat and comes into the ditch, the pit. Then the Chum say no. Even when it comes into the pit, you have to wait until it separates. Till it settles a little bit. And the Kiva has a third shita afterwards until you lift up the wine out of the pit into the chavis. So it comes up now, we have three shitas. It is also according to Rava that Rava did not make a difference between Yai Nesach and Maisa. So Mar says, no, maybe Rava's wrong. Mar says, Loi, maybe Shani Yai Nesach the Achmiru Berabonin. Could be Bechal, the Kash is not a question for now, Mishnah. Really, we hold like the Mishnah in Maisras. When is wine against the Trumas and Maestris? That's only after it reaches the bor and it separates that the pits and shells on top and the wine on bottom. Or else the corn's going to keep it even after that when you lift it up into the pit, into the barrel. Our Mishnah that says the wine is considered as soon as it reaches the pit, that's a special chumah for Yai Nesach. Vilchas Yai Nesach here with more machmer that as soon as the wine leaves the vat and goes into the front pit, it's already called wine, that now if a guy touches that wine, we have to be nightly surah, it's also to drink that wine. We'll soon see about the Yisr Hanor, Shabbat. Now, Achmer Amar Rabbanim, but the Marda, the Rava though, but according to Rava, he was the one that first asked this question, and he owes the Leishon Yilei, he owes his